A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'd just like to say that I appreciate you coming back every week, and there are many ways that you can help make this show better. First, you can give me your feedback, what works, what doesn't, and what are topics or segments that you'd like to hear. You can tweet at the podcast at WTH_Prell, or to me at TheNathanPrell on Twitter. You can also comment on Facebook or at the site www.whatthehell.popularoutcasts.com. And while you're there, if you clear your cookies and click on the Amazon banner to do all of your online shopping, the Popular Outcast Network gets a little cut, which will help everyone on the network. And finally, tell your friends about this podcast. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy the show.
What the hell with Nathan Prell? It's only named that because it rhymes. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. This week is a Halloween episode. But I don't have any ghost stories or anything, so it's not going to be scary or anything. But I've done some cool Halloween things, and I've got some stories about that. Let's go to the segments. What have I been watching? I have been watching At Midnight, and I think that it is a good show. It is hilarious, and it has people that I enjoy, and it is hosted by my favorite host, which is Chris Hardwick. And sometimes they pull things from Reddit, and I like that. So that's what I have been watching. I don't know why I am talking like this, and hopefully it will cease soon. One of the things that you do in Las Vegas during Halloween times is go to Fright Dome. And it's what it is. It's a dome of fright. See, the Circus Hotel Casino has a theme park built next to it called the Adventure Dome. And it's a giant circus tent-looking thing made out of, like, weird pink plastic glass stuff. I don't know the terms for building things, but it's weird plastic glass stuff. And it's pink. And it's like a shiny pink. So when the sun's setting, if you're freaking looking at that thing, blinded. It's pretty large. They have, like, the thrill rides, like the, you got your slingshot that, you know, shoots you up in the air and then holds you up for a thing and a bit and then drops you. And it's got the, you know, one of those spinny ones where you're sitting in a container and that spins and then the whole thing spins. They got one of them pirate ship rides that goes back and forth. You know, the basic rides. They have a roller coaster. They used to have a water ride, but they ripped that out and they're currently building a new ride in place of it, which I think is going to be another roller coaster. Which will be cool, because the water ride was a little bit lame. I still liked it, but it was lame. But I've been to the Adventure Dome a few times in the 10 years that I've lived in Vegas. It's pretty fun. I mean, it's, you've basically done everything, so it's not like you're going to go and there's something that you can't do. Because, I mean, it's no huge. It's not a Six Flags or a Disneyland. It's got like five rides and then some carnival games, which I do enjoy carnival games. They're exciting. Waste of money. You never do anything with the prizes, but they are fun. Think you should just get, you should be able to like just get tickets, and then you're able to maybe redeem those tickets to play other games. So if you do really good at one game, then you could take that prize and go and use it to play other games that you would enjoy. But I guess that you'd lose a lot of money that way. Or you could just make the games really difficult. I mean, they already are incredibly difficult. Like, I'm pretty sure half of them are rigged to where you can't win. So just, instead of crappy little stuffed animals, just let me play other games. Because that's a lot of money that you have to spend to play games. I mean, it's like a dollar or two a game. And they're like quick games, you know? You get five balls, you gotta throw it in the little floaty cups, try to get it in the colored one, and then you get a crappy stuffed animal. I don't want the stuff to... I just want to play the game. That's the fun part. Anyway, that's not what this is about. So, for Halloween, like most theme parks, they change it all up and make it a Halloween theme. So, what they do is for the entire month of October, after they, like, close the normal Adventure Dome down at, like, 5 o'clock... And they decorate it up, and then they open it up at 7 o'clock, and it runs from 7 to 12, and it's actually, you know, it's pretty cool. They got fog machines, and they have all the lights off, and there's cool props all over the place. I mean, it's cheesy, but... It's Circus Circus, so of course they have a bunch of scary clowns running around. And you see some familiar faces. There's definitely people that work there every year. There's a couple girls who do not have legs. So they just kind of walk around on their hands. But they're dressed as clowns. And it's... If you're not expecting it, it is rather frightening. And there's this really tall guy. He wears all black all the time. Sometimes he has one of them chainsaws. Sometimes he's just walking around, sneaking up on people. But I've seen him every time I've gone. I've gone to Fright Dome. Let's see, the first year that we moved here, we went to Fright Dome. But I was too scared, and I just sat on a bench asking Shaylee for us to leave, because it was incredibly scary, because I was terribly afraid of the dark. I'm still afraid of the dark, but I'm not afraid of haunted houses and stuff like that anymore, because I'm smart enough to realize that it's all fake and they can't touch you. If they touch you, they get in trouble, and you can sue. So, you know, there's nothing to be scared of. But it is hilarious to watch all the other people that freak out. Like, just girls just running around. Like, girls my age, too. I mean, come on, you should be old enough to not be afraid of a guy with a fake chainsaw. I mean, I guess technically it's a real chainsaw, it just doesn't have the chain on it, it's just the motor. But, I don't know, I don't understand why people are so afraid of those things sometimes. But, anyway, they always have like six haunted houses throughout the dome. They have all the rides running, and then they have the haunted houses. And every year they have a theme. Last year it was like the 10-year anniversary or something like that. So it was zombie themed. And they had a haunted house that was like designed by George Romero. And so me and Chris went with a couple of the youth kids, and we got the fast passes, because if you don't get the fast passes at Fright Dome, you're going to be standing in the line for the haunted house for like 2 hours, and that is not fun. But no one ever gets the fast pass, so if you get the fast pass, you're only in line for like 3 minutes, because there's only ever like 10 people in line. So it's a good investment. It's like $20 or $30 more, but it's a good investment. If we didn't get Fast Pass this year, because it was busy. Last year we went on a Friday. I think we went 2 weeks before Halloween. And there was not a lot of people there. Like, we didn't have to wait in a long line. I think we got there at like 7:30, so it was a little bit after it opened up. And we were able to just like walk right up and buy our tickets. This year, they have a big tent that they sell tickets in, and that was filled up. There was the area right outside of it was all filled up, and then it wrapped around through the parking structure, around the whole park, back onto the street where you like come in to go to the hotel. That's how busy it was. We were in the line from like 7:15 to about 8:45. So by that time I was ready to just leave, because I knew, for one, I had to work in the morning. I had to be up at 5 o'clock. So I already knew I was going to miss out on sleep. I was like, we're gonna get in there at like 9 o'clock and have 3 hours. We're not gonna be able to do anything if we don't get these fast passes. And it was packed. And it says, fast passes are only available, like, there's a limited amount available. So I'm like, we're not even going to get it. But I don't know what is up with people not, like, being so cheap. But nobody was buying fast passes, so we still got them. And, once we were inside and we did a haunted house, I was in a good mood again. But that first haunted house is always it always seems to be the best one. It's the only one that actually, like, got me a couple times. And, like, I stood in the back because I like to trail along. I like to hold on to the person's shoulder in front of me because I don't want to, like, get left behind and not know where to go, because I'm terribly anxious in public situations, and not knowing where to go inside of a haunted house is not one that I really want to deal with. So I always trail behind. And so there was a couple scares in that first haunted house that got me. That made me jump. Oh, my sister's here. I don't know if you heard her. She was talking really loud to my dad outside my room. But so this year there were six haunted houses, and it was the theme was The Collector. I guess it was a movie from a couple years ago or something. So there was two haunted houses that were kind of based off of it. There was one called The Collector, which you walk through. It's like a house, but our tour guide for that one, he's probably my favorite part of the entire situation. He was just like, "Is everyone turned up? Everyone turned up? Everyone still alive? Turned up?" He's just so enthusiastic about this, just everything that was happening. It wasn't scary at all, but it made it a lot of fun. And then the other one that was based off of that was one where you're supposed to go in alone, but one of the youth kids we had with us was being a little bit of a scaredy cat, so I was like, all right, I'll go with you. But it probably would have scared me more if I had gone alone, but it wasn't really that scary to me. But that was pretty cool. But one of the features of haunted houses that I've noticed is, and I don't know if this is all haunted houses, but Of the 7 haunted houses I've been to this year, 5 of them had this feature. And what it is, it's basically a hallway made out of inflated balloons type things, but like material of like a bouncy house, and inflated at varying degrees. And you walk through it, and so it's like, if you're claustrophobic, not a good thing for you. But it reminds us every time of being birthed, so we refer to this section as the vagina of the haunted house. And after one of the houses, we walked out, and there was somebody who worked there, who I guess was surveying people, asking them what their favorite part was. And so she said, "What was your favorite part?" And as we were walking away from her, I yelled at her, "The vagina." Everybody laughed. We had a good time. We went on with our night. So that's the Fright Dome. It's becoming a tradition. I mean, 2 years in a row that we've gone. And it's a lot of fun. I don't get scared from it, but it is a lot of fun. So, that was half of my Halloween kind of celebration of the season. We also, I went with Chris, Aubrey, and Laura up to St. George, Utah, which is about a... My sister is currently yelling about how expensive the meat is at Costco. I'm not sure if you can hear that, but it interrupted me. We went up to St. George, Utah, which is about a 2-hour drive away from Vegas. And we went up there and we ate at the Texas Roadhouse, which is a really good steakhouse. I think my meal was $20.10, and I had an 11-ounce sirloin steak with mashed potatoes and corn, and a tall Budweiser. And I feel like that is a pretty good price for what I had. And it was delicious. It was definitely worth a 2-hour drive. But while that was half the reason. Half the reason was to go out there, eat at Texas Roadhouse, and then we were going to meet up with Kyson and go to a corn maze that's out there. So we did that. And, this place actually had, it was an actual maze. Last year we went to a quote-unquote corn maze, but it was just a path through some dead corn. Not as cool. But this one, they actually had a maze that was just a corn maze, and then they had the haunted corn maze section. So we did the corn maze. It was pretty fun. It was in the shape of a pirate ship, and you knew you were going the right way because there were 3 flags that you would come across. And it was really fun. The last time I did a corn maze was when I lived in Arizona. So that would have been 11 years ago. 11 or 12 years ago. It's definitely different at night. But it was a lot of fun. And then we had to go into another line to get into the haunted house portion. And as we're sitting there, because it's a farm, obviously, they have a bunch of corn. And they have, a little playground. They got, swings, super tall swings. This swing set went up, 2 stories tall. It's a tall swing set. Dangerous if you get at the right speeds. I'm not sure if it's even possible to get... I don't know. I should have tried those swings. Anyway, but they had 2 tether poles. Tether ball poles. And I was like, oh, I'm playing tetherball. So me and Aubrey, we went over and played tetherball. But the ball was super, super flat, which was not good for the tethering of the ball. So it hurt real bad every time that you punched it. But I eventually beat Aubrey. And then one of our other friends that was there challenged me because I was the victor. So we're going, it's kind of back and forth, he gets it around a couple times, I get it back around a couple times, And then it's down, and he goes, and he kicks it, and it flies straight up at my face, and bam! Just get nailed right in the face with this deflated tether ball. And it hurt pretty bad, but I didn't get a bloody nose or anything, so I mean, it was just a good story. But then we went back in line, we went into the thing, and now, I guess we had a group of 10 at this point, and you can only go in up to 6, so we split it 5-5. So it was me, Kyson, and his girlfriend, and then Chris and Aubrey in our group. We were going through, and now Aubrey is freaking out. She's one of those girls who is older than me and is still afraid of all this crap. So Chris and Aubrey are ahead of me, Kyson, and his girlfriend. And we kind of take a few steps back. So there's a little bit of a space, and one of the guys, one of the actors of the haunted house, sees us, and we're like, oh, hello, hello, person. He doesn't go for us, but he sneaks up behind Aubrey and walks through, like, the whole first section of the haunted house, which is a good 20 feet, maybe, that we walked. About 15 feet through this, like, little cluttered house area that we walked through. And he was just, like, up on Aubrey, and she did not notice. And then right as she was, they were about to, like, leave that area, he comes up around her, and she screamed so loud and, like, ran out the door. It was hilarious. And it's like, I mean, it was good. It was a good one that the people that worked at that one really knew what they were doing. And at another point, our groups kind of got switched because we had gone in after the rest of our friends. And then so at some point they got switched around to where the rest of our friends were behind us. So as always, I was trailing at the end of our line. And one of the dudes like came up and like, dude, there's some good ones behind us, because there was two girls in the group behind us in our other friend group. He's like, all right, what are their names? I'm like, this guy's pretty cool. So I tell him, Brittany and Laura. So we continue on, and then I hear him, like, saying it, saying their names, and they freak out, of course. So it was a good time. That story was probably not interesting to anybody. But it was a good time, and I really like haunted houses, not because I get scared or there's a thrill for me, but it's just hilarious to see everybody else get scared. And that's why I like haunted things like that. I'm not even really doing anything for Halloween this year because I have to be at work at 4 o'clock in the morning. But I am going to dress up at work on Halloween. And I'm going to be dressing up as Link from The Legend of Zelda. I have an old Robin Hood costume from a few years ago. I cut off some of the unnecessary parts. I got some white leggings. And let me tell you, they look damn good on my legs. I should start wearing leggings more often, just to show them off. And I already have my Halion shield, which I may or may not strap to my back when I go to work. And then I have my master sword, but I can't really take that one to work. So that one's just going to be a for home thing. But so that's my Halloween. And on the trip to St. George, I told a very fantastic joke, which it was a slow burner, you know, but we passed a Quality Inn in St. George, and I see the sign, I'm like, Quality Inn. You know, you never see a Quantity Inn. Everyone in the car is like, that was pretty funny. After dinner, we pass it again, and I say the same joke. Oh, look, a Quality Inn. You know, you never see a Quantity Inn. Nobody laughs. And as we're leaving to go home, we pass it again. So I say, oh, look, a Quality Inn. You know, you never see a Quantity Inn. And this time, it hits. Everyone laughs in the car. They're like, man, it's, you know, they're joking around. It's like, oh, I've never heard that before. Everyone loved it. Because repetition is funny. So I'm definitely a funny person. You guys may not believe me, but I am. So, I've been learning to dance recently for this quinceañero project that I've told you guys about with Kayla. And it started out easy as just a waltz, which, okay, I could do that. Now we're putting all sorts of spins and dips in there. And that's just a lot of work. But Kayla's my partner, so, you know, that's cool. Because I like Kayla. And we were going to get together and practice last night, just us, but she had a bad day or whatever, so she canceled. I was like, oh, man. But she's kind of had a bad weekend. She got in a car accident, like, right before she came and hung out on Sunday. So she's not having a good weekend at all. But I've been learning, teach me to dance at Revolver, you know. And then so we got together to practice, like, as the group, we got together to practice for this thing, and they spring this whole, we're going to do, like, an evolution of dance kind of a thing. And they got, like, 35 songs that we got to do. So we got to look, I'm like, I can't learn 35 different dance moves and remember an order that they're supposed to go in. I'm like, no, this is what we're going to do. We're going to split into boys and girls, and we're going to split out the songs and have it like a battle. So now we're going to do a battle evolution of dance thing after our waltz. I think it's going to be cool. I've been having a lot of fun with the other guys that are doing it. And let me say, I can do some pretty sick moves. Alright. Do an Elvis. Wiggle my legs around like Elvis. And it's pretty sexy. You know. I do an Elvis impression. I don't know if it's any good. But, here you go. Alright.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, riding all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, some. You ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Thank you very much. How was that at all? Was it even close to Elvis?
I don't know. You guys should let me know if I should continue doing that at parties or not. Because I need some more things at parties. We're also doing the Grease Lightning Dance, which is probably one of my favorite dances. Because it incorporates a little bit of the YMCA, plus some more fist movements, which is always exciting. And I know the entire song almost by heart, so that's also a plus. So at work, we got we're getting shipments of pumpkins in because the normal supplier, I guess, ran out. So we've had to go to a different supplier to get pumpkins shipped in. And I guess yesterday, with one of the shipments, there was a rat that escaped into the store. Some customers had seen it. People were freaking out. And so this afternoon, I'm standing up front, and I see the assistant store director, like, get a box. I'm like, what's happening over here? And then the HR manager comes up behind me and is, like, freaking out, like, using me as a shield between whatever is over in that direction. I'm like, oh, this rat must have shown back up. So I'm like, all right, assistant store director, do you, you know, you want some assistance? He's like, yeah, man. So it kind of cornered itself behind the podium up in the front of the store. And so we get around it, and it starts to run. And so my boss just slams the box down and, like, catches him. But he, like, cut his, well, he didn't cut him, but slammed it right on his back. So it was, like, back, his, like, the end of his butt and his back legs are, like, hanging out of the box. We're like, oh, gross. So I don't know. Rats are pretty, you know, they can, like, squish down. So I'm not sure if that, like, broke its back or anything, but he hit it pretty hard. But then, so we got it in the box. One of the courtesy clerks went and grabbed some cardboard. We put it under there, so we had it. And we duct taped the whole thing together. And you threw it down the trash compactor. But it's like, everyone, the whole day, I've been hearing stories about this rat. Oh, it's huge. It was like a foot long. It was not. It was like 6 inches long, not counting the tail. But it was real cute. I saw its face before it started running. It was a real cute rat. I mean, I used to own a rat, so I mean, I'm probably not a good judge of whether a rat is cute or gross, but I thought it was a pretty cute animal. I would not have been terrified of it like so many people were. And, you know, I've never really seen somebody, like, freak out and, like, literally shake from fear from a rat before. I didn't realize that that was a real thing that people were very afraid of. I mean, it's one rat. What's it gonna do? It's gonna run. It's not like they attack. They don't leap at people and attack them. They're not. I mean, a horde of rats? Sure, that's dangerous. They probably carry diseases. But one rat, which may very well carry a disease, but it's real easy to avoid that situation because it's going to run away from you. So I don't know, where did that come from in the human psyche that we should be terrified of rats? I don't understand that. So that's something that I don't understand, that people are so terrified of cute little rats. I mean, one of them gross rats that you see on, like running around in the sewers, those things are disgusting. I might be slightly, not terrified, but slightly startled by seeing one of those. But this guy was, he was a cutie. Little cutie ratty pants. Cutie ratty pants. Alright, thanks for listening. Have a great week, and hope to talk to you again next time. Signing out, I'm Nathan Brill. Alright, so, I just remembered something that I wanted to tell you guys. This Friday, Maxwell comes back from Abu Dhabi. He's my friend in the Air Force. And he's also the one who played guitar and helped write the theme song that I had made for the Delusional Loners. So, with him back in town, I hope to have more songs for you guys with some good guitar in there in future episodes. I plan on having him on to talk about his time overseas. And I think you guys are going to really enjoy him. Just wanted to throw this in at the end here, because he's always begging for me to mention him, and I always forget. So now that he's going to be back, I'll mention him. All right, now this one is really the end. Goodbye. Now leaving PopularOutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.